Since a certain public radio host retired, you may feel like there's been a dearth of soccer content on your radio. Well, with our last two stories this week, we're going to try to fix that. Both stories are set in England, not in the Premier League, but in one of the country's lower tiers, the English Football League 2. Up first, here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
All right, I am in the studio. Kevin, can you hear me?
Yes, that Martin.
That's Kevin Ellison, a 39-year-old midfielder on a fourth-tier soccer club in England called Morecambe FC. And you guys are known as the Shrimps?
The Shrimps, that's correct.
And why is that?
I think it's because it's a seaside resort, obviously, where the football club's based. A stone throw from the football ground, the soccer ground, as you would say. A stone throw from there is a beach.
At 39, Kevin Ellison's a little old for a pro athlete, but he says he still feels fit, he still loves the sport, life is pretty good. At least it was, until Kevin's 13-year-old son recently brought some unfortunate news to his attention. First thing you need to know about Kevin's son, he, like millions of others around the world, is obsessed with the soccer video game FIFA.
There's a dangerous feel to this attack, it's looking good from their point of view.
He doesn't want to go out the house, everything's FIFA, FIFA, FIFA. Do you want to come for tea? No, can I play FIFA? You're going to bed now? No, I'm playing FIFA one last game.
For the misfortunate few who have never experienced FIFA, a quick primer. In the game, you play as real professional teams and players, controlling their dribbling, passing, and shooting on the screen. Most people choose to play with the top clubs in the world, like Barcelona and Real Madrid. But the game also includes lower-tier teams, like Kevin Ellison's Morecambe FC. In September, on the day the latest edition of the game, FIFA 19, came out, Kevin's son got a copy.
Went on it straight away, and instead of going to the Messis, the Ronaldos of the world, he's gone to Kevin Ellison, who's his dad, and checks my game card.
The gamer card lists a player's stats in the game, how highly the game designers rate them in things like shooting, defending, passing, and most significantly for this story, pace.
Burst out laughing, said, "Dad, at least your pace is good." And I was like, "Why, what's that, mate?"
Kevin had been given a pace rating of 35.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's out of 99.
Yeah, I think it's 1 to 99, 99 being the quickest and 1 being the slowest. But yeah, there's me, and they give me 35.
Now, Kevin isn't the very lowest rated player in the game. That honor goes to Aaron Hughes from Heart of Midlothian in the Scottish Premiership. He's got a 24. But a 35 rating is definitely horrible. Kevin's son puts it this way.
He says I'm rubbish because my pace isn't up to scratch.
Morecambe's next lowest midfielder was rated 26 points higher.
I think it's a bit unfair. I think there's a bit of ageism there where they've gone against me and because I'm nearly 40.
Now, there is a history of professional athletes grumbling about their video game ratings. Some fire off disappointed tweets or, like Liverpool's Daniel Sturridge, jokingly complain.
It's a disrespect to my credibility. It's a disrespect to my integrity, to my name.
But Kevin Ellison and Morecambe FC's social media guy, Matt Rushton, decided to take it a step further.
We wear GPS monitors every day in training to tell us how fast we're running, the coverage, the kilometres we run. We get the scores put up daily. So we thought it'd be interesting to get the data and show a few people on social media that 35 pace isn't for real.
Kevin wanted to show how he really stacked up against his younger teammates, who have never exactly been supportive.
They call me a dinosaur and I'm an old man. I should be finished. I should be in a nursing home, resting up and that.
But the GPS monitors showed that Kevin's top speed, at least on one particular day, was higher than most of his teammates.
The data doesn't lie. I'm quicker than them, and obviously my legs haven't gone yet.
Kevin Ellison went public.
Proof in the pudding here, I've got our GPS monitors which we wear every training session and every...
He and Matt made a video. For some reason it opens with Kevin in a bubble bath.
I don't know, he just thought it'd be funny, like an older man in the bath just chilling.
But then it shows Kevin pointing out the results from the GPS monitors to his allegedly faster teammates.
Just point to me where you are on there, so you're down there and I'm up here, yeah?
In the month and a half the video has been online, it's been viewed nearly 1.5 million times. Kevin says people have even sent him videos of themselves using his character in the game.
Videos with me still scoring against the likes of the Real Madrids, the Man Uniteds of the world and the Barcelonas, and there's me with 35 pace running past Messi and putting it in the top corner, which I quite find amusing, obviously.
Have you heard from anyone at EA Sports?
No, it's funny you say that because my little boy came home from school yesterday and he's gave me a number. He's asking me to ring EA Sports and FIFA now to try and up my pace because he's not happy and he's been getting a bit of stick, which is a bit of banter and a bit of name calling in school because his dad's only 35 pace. But no, as I say, I've not heard off them. I don't expect to.
It only seems right, though, that you've gone through all this trouble and you've proved with the data that you deserve a higher speed. I feel like FIFA should, you know, EA Sports.
Is there any chance you can help me in that then, man?
I'll see what I can do.
Alas, I haven't yet been able to speak with the good people at EA Sports about whether there's any hope for Kevin's pace rating. Needless to say, we'll keep you updated in the coming weeks. But at the very least, Kevin Ellison, who turns 40 in February, wants to be back on the pitch next season. So when it comes time for Kevin's son to pick up a copy of FIFA 20, maybe EA Sports can do right by the Shrimps midfielder from Morecambe FC.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler. We'll have a link to Kevin Ellison's video at onlyagame.org.